Is there a battle over free speech, especially as seen in the revelations coming out of Twitter recently? Craig Huey, the publisher of the conservative Huey Report, writes about a war being waged against Elon Musk. And he says, quote, he didn't expect his purchase of Twitter, for which he overpaid, to result in him being the target of radical, pro-socialist, anti-free speech groups. But he is. It's a well-coordinated attack designed to destroy his takeover of Twitter by destroying Twitter itself. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Craig Huey, who wrote those words, again, for his Huey Report. And his website, by the way, is Craig Huey, HUEY.com. Craig, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Jerry, it's great to be with you.
Okay, so for those who've been living in a cave for the last few weeks, set the table for us. What's going on at Twitter and Elon Musk's takeover, and why is all Hades coming out against him?
Wow, that's a good way to describe it, because, Jerry, there is a war going on against Elon Musk. And so what Musk is doing is he's unraveling a cover-up of suppression, a cover-up of censorship that they tried to make invisible, but now he's exposing it. He's exposing the fact that Twitter was discriminating, and he's disclosing facts that also would apply to Google and YouTube and to the other type of platforms out there. So what he's doing is creating such fear and anger and hatred that he's getting terrible backlash. For example, there was a concentrated effort among close to 100 different politically active left-wing groups to target the advertisers of Twitter with massive emails, massive texts, massive phone calls demanding that they stop advertising on Twitter. And giant corporations like Ford and GM all withdrew their advertising out of the pressure of these radical groups. And so you have, you know, close to half a million, 800,000 people at once sending you phone calls and emails. As a company or as a marketing director, you begin to freak out. And that's exactly what has happened. So all of a sudden, part of the battle against Elon Musk is not just verbal attacks and character attacks, but then you have the attacks by these radical groups against the money to support Twitter. So it's to destroy that income flow. And Jerry, there's a second, also invisible battle against Elon Musk that began. And it began by the federal government. It began by the Biden administration. Because, Jerry, you see, the administration, the bureaucracies are filled with ideologues, not people trying to do better for America, but trying to advance an ideology. And they are using the FTC, the SEC, and a variety of different government agencies to target Elon Musk's other companies, so that all of a sudden his other companies are under attack by the federal government to try to silence and try to put have Elon Musk lay off. But he's not doing it. He is moving ahead.
Is Elon Musk an arch conservative?
He is not. Jerry, Elon Musk is been a mixed bag. He's used government programs and initiatives to be able to help his companies grow. He's a business genius. He's an entrepreneur. He's a visionary, but he is not a conservative. He does believe in free speech. He calls himself a free speech absolutist, in that he believes that Twitter should be free of all kinds of viewpoints, which it originally was intended to be. And so he is fighting on behalf of the First Amendment. He is fighting on behalf of conservatives, libertarians, and Christians, but he's not one. I was at a meeting once with Elon Musk, and we were talking about different things with him. And the man is a normal human being. During that meeting, there was an explosion of one of his spaceships, and he was just so distraught. He was so upset. And so my wife looked at him, and he's running out and cutting the meeting short, headed down the stairs, and she grabs a Christian book from a pastor named Steve Mays called Overwhelmed. Threw the Christian book at him, and he grabbed it and said, thank you, and off he went. And so he's heard the gospel. He knows what conservatives believe. He knows what what the free market can do. But he's a mixed bag, and he's for us right now. And what he's doing is right now, and he needs to have support. But as an individual, you don't know where this man's going to go and what he's going to do.
Do you think that by opening up these Twitter files, he's found evidence of any kind of monkey business in the 2020 election? And let me just say this. For the longest time on CNN, for example, if anybody even questioned the outcome of all the details of the 2020 election, then you were promoting Trump's big lie. But what are your thoughts in terms of the Twitter files and 2020 election?
Well, the Twitter files are showing tremendous censorship during the 2020 election and the 22 election. And the fact is, it shows these emails, these sources of what really happened actually goes back to the early years of Donald Trump, where there were efforts to suppress what he was doing and what he was saying. The fact is, the proof is out there now. There's no denying it. And anybody who has been on Twitter, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a conservative, whether you're a libertarian, all of a sudden, you know, around 2018, 2017, 16, definitely into 2019, 2020, you were finding discrimination. Your number of followers would disappear. When you would have people retweeting you in the thousands and thousands, this is what happened to me, in thousands and thousands, and all of a sudden, my following went down, my retweets went down, something happened, and I couldn't figure out what. Nobody could tell me what. I went to all of my tech people and tried to figure out what was going on. Well, what was going on was this, what's been called shadow banning, but it's basically discrimination. It's censorship. It's marginalizing people. And it happened to pro-life. It happened to pastors. It happened to religious leaders. It happened across the board with different types of elections and issues that the people at Twitter didn't like. And so, what is great, you know, it's not great that this happened, but what is great is that when these type of conspiratorial secrets go on, it will eventually unravel. The truth will come out. And that's exactly, Jerry, what's happening now. The truth is coming out of how bad it was and how people were being denied a full understanding and full viewpoints. It was all tilted towards like a propaganda machine.
I understand there's a coalition of over 60 pro-socialist groups, and I'm actually quoting you directly here, promoting censorship of conservative viewpoints. I'll let you comment on that, but first I just want to throw in a quote from Gary Bauer, who used to work in the Reagan administration, and he said, "These days the left doesn't want to win the debate, the left wants to shut the debate down."
That is so true, and it's hard to put your mind around. Because that is the authoritarian viewpoint. We saw this with Dr. Fauci and the truth coming out about how he wanted to make sure nobody challenged anything he said. And whether he did this because he was, you know, altruistic and just wanted to make sure things were done right, or whether he did this because he wanted to control the narrative and control things and not ever be challenged, it all had the same outcome, that those who had a different point of view, and in science and medicine, you've got to get second opinions, you got to get different viewpoints, he wanted to silence that, and he used that his position and his authority to influence Twitter and the other social groups, to social media groups, to be able to do that censorship of opposition and marginalization of anybody with a different point of view. But the danger thing here, the danger that was with Dr. Fauci, is he was a government official. It was an official government position used to influence the narrative and really suppress free speech. And that's exactly what we're discovering now with these emails that are now being released by Elon Musk, showing that the FBI, the CIA, the different government agencies were all involved in trying to either do a political or ideological censorship. And when government does that, that's like what you would find in Cuba. That's exactly what you would find in communist China. And yet it's happening in America today. And the target, conservatives, Christians, and libertarians. And it's wrong. And it would be wrong if any conservative, libertarian, or Christian tried to do it. It's wrong if anybody tries to do it. And what's the sad part? Instead of the pro-socialists and traditional liberals saying, oh, this was a terrible thing because it's violating free speech rights, they're silent about it, and they continue to want to try to silence it. And Jerry, people listening to your show, they're being informed about what's happening. But so many millions of people watch late night TV, they watch mainstream TV, or they get their information from Apple News and Facebook and the social media, and they never hear the truth. And if there's a little bit of news that comes out, it's distorted, and they just get that one point of view. And so there's a lot of ignorance, a lot of misunderstanding, And it's an absolute travesty that right now, with all these email verifications of the unethical activity going on at Twitter, and by implication the other social media outlets, most people don't even know what's happening.
Wow. Okay, we have about 1 minute left. I want you to close with just wax eloquent on the importance of founding fathers, what they thought about free speech, why this battle really matters. Closing 1 minute.
Yes, so our nation was founded upon the basis of having freedom of conscience and freedom of speech for Christians, for anybody with a political or economic point of view, that they'd be able to freely state it. And that they made, when they created the Constitution, we had the First Amendment. The very First Amendment to the Constitution was the protection of our free speech rights. Jerry, this has been violated. This has been trampled upon. It's time to restore it. And now, because of Elon Musk, we are on the road to restoring free speech in America.
And I think we ought to all commit to pray for this guy, because as you said earlier, he's just a human. He's not even necessarily one of us, but he certainly believes in free speech. Okay, Craig,
yes.
Thanks so much for being with us. CraigHuey.com, H-U-E-Y. Thank you. All the best.